This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. Biscuit, you do realize how ridiculous it is for you to be giving parenting advice at this point, right? Especially about kids throwing tantrums in public. You haven't even been a father a year yet. Listen to me. There is no difference between walking around in public with a child your daughter's age than there is to carrying around a tiny suitcase with shit in it. You have no idea what you are in for, kid. Later.
What's the Watt thing? How are we going to get into this?
All right, so we're about to call him because you had said 7:05, so that's cool. We'll just go right away into that. He was saying that he was going to put together some questions for us about going to Italy, but I doubt he did. So Watt's heading to Italy, and he's been there before, but he's doing more of an extensive trip. And he knows specifically you go there all the time, and I've been there and just wanted to touch base, see if there's any tips we got for him or anything like that.
Lou, are you hearing me well in this microphone?
Yes. Why? Are you getting bleed through?
I have that microphone that I have that's handheld. I wanted to make sure that
it sounds perfect.
Okay. So I wanted to ask him, this is kind of where I wanted to lead it. Not so much, you have to go here, you have to go there. Yeah. Like, I want to know, like, how a giant in Italy operates. Like, when you're that big, do you try to hide your bigness or do you just peacock?
Well, listen, he's texting us right now saying it's 7:06. What's the deal, Lou?
Okay. This guy's got no fucking time.
Okay, Sebastian, you got to turn your mic down because you're distorting. All right.
And by the way, bro, that angle's hilarious.
Give me a check from Sebastian, please.
Oh, check, 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 check.
Now we got it.
Okay.
All right, I'm recording and I'm calling the Watts.
All right. Do we intro him right now?
Yeah.
All right, real quick, Sebastian, explain the situation with the text that you received or we received the other day.
Oh, I got a long text.
You can paraphrase, bro. You can paraphrase.
Okay, here we go. So are we recording, Lou?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so J.J. Watt texted Pete and I saying that he's leaving Thursday for Italy. And he wanted a crash course on Italian culture from two true Italians. And maybe he's going to give us an update from Italy the following week to recap based on his experiences. Now, JJ, in this call, he might be looking for recommendations, but I kind of want to go another route with this. And I think Pete agrees. It's kind of boring to go, hey, you should do this, you should do that. We want to find out a little bit more in depth of how someone like J.J. Watt operates in Italy. And that's kind of where we're going to go with this call. So, Pete and Lou, let's fire up J.J. and get to the bottom of this.
Hang on one sec.
Yep.
Sorry, hang on.
It's all right. Pete, do you feel like you can't talk during this process?
I don't know. I don't want to waste time. I'm starting to think Lou's on the sauce again, to be honest with you. You're getting that vibe again? I don't think that was a one-time thing, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
What happened? What's going on?
I want to get into, like...
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here we go.
All right.
Oh, he's drunk. Lou's drunk.
Guys. No, I'm not. I'm not. It's my whisper voice. All right, here he goes.
Hello?
Is that Watt's light?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
The man.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Pete, what, 5 years talking about the man, and now we got him on the show?
Got him on on the show without asking. We waited for him to say, you mind, Bill, can I come on? We're like, we've been waiting 5 years for that text.
Can I first off voice my displeasure at the fact that you told me Lou was calling. I was excited as hell to talk to Lou. And then some guy named Andy calls.
Lou, we had an underling call Watt?
I had to. I couldn't get the phones to work, so I needed a guy that sits next to me to try and do it.
So he still hands it to you when it's ringing.
What operation are we going over here?
I didn't know you were expecting me.
I was excited. We were going to have like a 5-minute chat before we got on. I was going to talk about Pearl Jam to get you all ready to roll.
Oh, that's great.
Oh. It would have been great, Lou, but now some other dude, Ed, had a moment. Or whoever it was.
Andy had the moment.
Andy had a moment. Lou, unbelievable.
Oh, God. All right, listen. So to update the listeners on what's going on, Watt's going to Italy, I think on Thursday, and he had extended an olive branch to the Pete and Sebastian show, wanted to kind of touch base with two true Italians and kind of operate his way through the trip. But I was talking to Pete off air on this, and I want to know, because Watt has been international. He's been to Ireland. He's been to Italy before. And there's some questions I got. Instead of sitting here and telling JJ where to go, what to do, and how to behave, I want to know how a guy that's, you know, 6'5", 6'6", 300 pounds, kind of navigates his way through a town like Venice and Rome, where the average height's got to be 5'6", right? do you try and hide your height? Or when you're in an environment like that, do you just act like a parade float and just walk through the town and like you own it? How do you navigate
that? You're literally bigger than the Trevi Fountain, bro, in Rome.
It's one of those things where, like, people, you know, you ever see those types of, you know, you go over to China and there's like Yao Ming's over there, and even if you don't know him, you know he's somebody. You're like, people are taking pictures with him, and that's kind of how it is. You're over there walking around, and nobody has a clue who I am. I don't think they watch our American football in Italy, but they're kind of like, guy, he's larger than the normal human. He's got to do something. So you'll get like 3 or 4 people to take photograph with you. Literally no clue, and then probably try and go to Google and figure it out.
Okay, so is it the type of bigness where you could walk into a restaurant with no reservation and just based on your size command a table? How do you work that?
No, I don't think so. But I'll try it. I'm gonna give it a go. If you guys give me if maybe I'll Google it or whatever, we'll find the hottest, most difficult to get into restaurant in Rome, and I'll walk up, no res, and try and see if we can get in. And if not, I'll slip them 100 and see if it works.
When you're over there, though, like you said, you've been to Rome before, do you ever have a moment where there's an American over there that's going crazy for you and all the Italians are looking over like, the fuck's going on with these two? Who is even that guy?
That's kind of so that's the best part. That's why I love going overseas, because that's really where people rarely know you. But that situation you're talking about is the one situation that can kind of blow your cover, because if one person makes a big deal out of it, then everybody starts to kind of make a big deal out of it, because they see like something's going on here. We want to be in on it. And that's happened to me in Ireland a couple of times. I go there all the time and I love it there. But once one person at the bar figures it out, then it's kind of like the whole place starts going into a frenzy. So, but I try and explain to them I'm just a big white guy who's good at chasing a ball around and not that special.
Do you ever try to dress less big, like literally wear something that like, you know, drapes?
I'm trying to talk to you guys about. I want to figure out the style tips. I need some tips on Italy and what I'm going to wear. And I'm not going with a Speedo. I don't care how many Italians wear it. I'm not doing it.
Well, Watt, I think you got the style pretty much down. I've been taking a look at your Instagram page, and I mean, you got the suits, you got the whole thing. I mean, I think you blend right in. The only thing that you're kind of missing in Italy is dark hair. You have the shoes, the style and whatnot. I don't think that's going to be a problem for you at all. And speaking of Instagram, and I don't know who was chirping in your ear. We've been getting a bird's eye view of what's going on with your life. With it, I say, what, the last 3 months, you've been posting a lot more than normal. Is this something that's planned, or have you just embraced it, or what's going on?
I've embraced it more. I appreciate you noticing. I appreciate you caring. But
how can we not I've notice with that more. Cane you know, and I slippers? Think-
Oh, the cane, oh, yeah. Bro. Pete, you bring up a great point. Is the cane going to Italy?
It might have to. I got to explain for the listeners. All the listeners don't follow my Instagram account, I'm sure. But had an injury, broke my leg. After I got off crutches, they said I needed a cane. So I wasn't just going to walk around with like a grandpa cane from the hospital. So I went out, I got myself a lion head cane. And yeah, it's gold. It's got some Swarovski crystals on it, and may have to come to Italy just because I think it gives me some credibility. And then if stuff starts to go sideways, I can use it as a weapon.
Yeah,
wow.
For anyone who hasn't seen this cane,
it's like God,
he went cane shopping with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Could you fill in the listeners on? When you get injured and you want to get a cane, do you start calling other people in the league that got injured that use a cane to find out who their cane guy is? Or how do you get a cane guy out of the blue? Because I'm sure before you got injured, you had no idea about a cane. How do you get turned on to a lion head cane?
No idea. Google. Straight to Google.
Well,
I was going to come up with a story right there. I was going to tell you I called Snoop. I was going to tell you that he hit me up with his guy, and we designed it out. But, no, I went straight to Google, and I paid retail price.
Wow. Let me ask you a question, Sebastian. This goes to you, too, because what he did call specifically for a reason, and there are a couple of things where I'll address the elephant in the room. I think sometimes both of you guys got a style that's a little – suspect. The slip is, I'm still trying to recover from both of you with those slippers, okay? But nevertheless.
Okay, let's back you up for a quick second and talk about the basement you're living in on the floor. You're living on the floor.
What? That's nothing. What? That means nothing. That's just shelter. That's not my home. That is such an aside thing. By the way, remember when that listener got me that net that goes around your entire body and zips up?
Yeah.
I'm actually bringing it back for the last 2 months because ever since the temp went down, the bugs are coming in to warm up. It's like, what am I, Snow White?
Get a box spring.
Come on, White. I'm out of there in 2 months. You kidding me? But I know you're
going. I
love
it. I respect it. I respect the grind. I respect the minimalism.
Thank you.
I respect what you're doing.
I appreciate that, man. I'm in my new office in my home right now, though. So this is like the christening of the new office. So this is a doubly special show. Now, I know you're going to Venice on this part of the trip, and I would imagine you're going to do the gondola, right?
I've never been to Venice. I've been to Rome, but I've never been to Venice, so I'm excited. If they have a gondola that'll hold me, I'm going in it.
All right, Sebastian, goes back to you. What does a man wear on a gondola ride in Venice? Talk us through it. Lou, can we get... Thank you, Lou. Sorry I even questioned you.
So I'm thinking, what? And I'm might be going against the grain on saying this, but those slippers he's got from Gucci might be a nice touch on a gondola. I can't see another shoe. I mean,
but
I can't see a Reebok. What's that?
Have you been? You've done gondola? I never have. Have you?
No, I've done a gondola.
Is it bone dry inside? Is it bone dry or is it like an inch of water?
No, it's bone dry.
Okay.
I like a nice slip on a gondola with no sock. And based on what I'm looking at Watt's footwear, I'm not seeing a Reebok training shoe on that. I'm thinking the Gucci first slippers might be the way to go on that.
Dude. I'm with you. I have a question. What is the frequency of a gondola ride in Venice? Do you always gondola, or are there actual streets?
Good question. There's sidewalks. But if you have to get from point A to point B via boat, that's kind of the way to go. You know what? You don't need to go on a gondola. You could kind of walk the city. The gondola is almost like, what would you say, Pete? Like almost a tour of Hollywood on a bus, you know, like, oh, here's this, here's that. You don't really need to do it. And where you're staying, and I'm not going to let the listeners know where you're staying, but where you're staying, the place is class. So it's centrally located. You don't really have to. You don't even really need a boat. You could just kind of walk the town.
I've never been to Venice. Are there places that have hotels that have a gondola right outside the hotel, like a hotel gondola? Like, I'm going to use the hypothetically the Hyatt gondola.
My hotel where I stayed, they had like a boat because it was outside the city, so we had to kind of like speed boat it in. So they had their own boat, and I'm sure where Watts staying, they have a private type of water transportation to get to him where he needs to go. But yeah, you could walk the city, Watt. I don't think it's going to be a problem with a boat. I think the gondola is more of like a thing you do for about an hour and then that's the end of that. But you have to do it.
Beautiful. I'm in for that. Next question. Top three, obviously not going to specific restaurants or anything like that, but just top three types of food I need to eat. Like, say, spaghetti or bruschetta, or what's my top three?
Wow. Can I backtrack for 1 second? So you're telling me I need a gondola outfit and then I go back to the hotel after the ride and change out of the gondola outfit? Forget the gondola if it needs a whole outfit, guy.
Yeah, Pete, you could bring up a great point. I need to know, what those slippers that you got from Gucci, are those slippers that you could walk a town in, or are those slippers you just kind of slip on at a party and then slip off afterwards? Is that a showpiece? What is that?
It's definitely a showpiece. I only wear it if it's going to, you know, you're going to show it off. But you can walk a town in it. And I feel like, I mean, I don't have multiple pairs of Gucci shoes. I have one pair. You've seen it. That's all I got. And you better believe I'm wearing the only pair of Gucci shoes I have in Italy.
Trying too hard. That's just me.
Should I wear a Miller Lite t-shirt?
If I go to Patagonia, am I wearing Patagonia pants and a jacket? Yes, you should wear a Miller Lite t-shirt. They'll think you're a redneck from Kentucky. No one will bother you, what? I'm telling you, put those Gucci slippers on. I don't know. I got a bad taste. Aziz Ansari wore them one time. I just can't get it out of my head.
Was that at Sebastian when you were giving Sebastian the award up in Montreal?
Yeah.
Yes, he had them on.
So that's,
he had
them
on.
I'm an avid listener. I don't know if you guys know that.
You're the best one. I don't know. It could
Do
be,
you
know.
Statistics? I was wondering this today when I was calling in. Because me and my brothers and my friends all listen as soon as it drops every Friday. I was wondering, are we the only five, or are there 5 million? Because it feels like there could be 5 million out there.
But what? Let's be honest. You were going to say it feels like there's five listeners.
As 2018, I'm hyping people up. I'm trying to put them in. I'm starting on a positive note.
No, totally. I'm totally with you there. I think it could be you and your brothers listening at times. There could be 5 million. We just don't know. We are operating completely on instinct over here. We get together once a week, and to have a guest like Watt on the show, I mean, this has to catapult us into the top 10, don't you think, Pete?
We had Peyton Manning on once, but that was a fake guy. And I think there's people listening right now that still aren't convinced this is really Watt.
I mean, let's think about this logistically here. P, Pete is a writer on the number one show on network television. Sebastian is literally selling out the biggest arena in Toronto, Canada. How are we not in the top five?
I don't know.
And it's hilarious. It's the best show around.
I appreciate you saying that, and thanks for promoting the Pete and Sebastian show on the Pete and Sebastian show. But we don't know we don't know ourselves how this is happening. Watt, you know, you raised so much money for the Houston Hurricane Relief Fund, and yes, we talked about this on the show. You were Sportsman of the Year this year, which was incredible. The guy didn't even play two games and still was the Sportsman of the Year. Your whole entire family basically is in the NFL. I'm surprised they haven't given a position to your mother and your father yet, based on how your family is completely dominating.
Life.
Yeah. How proud is your mom and dad? They got to be sitting there going, we got to write a book on how to raise people.
You know, yeah, right? Like most families, you could have four kids and someone could come up to the parent and go, it's unbelievable what your kid's doing. And right away, they know which one you're talking about, because three are lemons, without a doubt. The Watt family's like, what? Which one? Who are we talking about? Oh. Now, I got to ask, because Sebastian brings up a point with the rolling out the credits, the Houston raising the money alone with, and then the Sportsman of the Year, obviously the awards for playing. Has there realistically been anybody in your camp who's reached out to the Pope to see if we could get a little sit down breakfast with the Pope? I'm not even being sarcastic. If not you, maybe Tom Brady, otherwise no NFL player. Is that what we're saying? He would never say, I mean, it's the Pope. All that you've done.
I just saw this, and I couldn't believe this. This last offseason, the Michigan football team went over there, and they met the Pope. Clearly that was football. And they gave him Jordan shoes.
Wait, hold on. The Vatican gave the Michigan people Jordan shoes?
No. I believe that Michigan football gave him. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they gave him a pair.
Gave him the shoes. Okay, so listen. Yeah. You're going to Rome. If you walked into the Vatican, and Pete, I'm asking you this.
I'm giving him a cane.
Oh, God, would that be a nice touch. If you brought an extra cane for the Pope. Pete, if Watt's walking around the Vatican and just taps like a security guard and ask him, hey, listen, who do I got to talk to see the head honcho? Do you think they just bring out the red carpet, or is this a process? I would have to think, and I ain't kissing your ass, Watt, here, but I'm just thinking the NFL top player goes to the Vatican. He gets a sit down and maybe break some bread with the Pope,
I mean, a meal, absolutely. I think a nice breakfast, maybe a lunch. I think in Italy it would have to be set up ahead of time. I think if the Pope ever set foot on American soil, whatever security guard's on duty, he'll be like, I'll have you on his lap in 3 minutes.
I think I'll do, I wish, if it wasn't against, you know, the rules, I would take a live video in there and go tap a security guard just so you guys could see how little they care about American football. Because I would tap that guy on the shoulder and he'd say, yeah, get the hell out of here, pal.
Hi there. I'm J.J. Watt.
Move along, sir.
But that's why I'm saying your people call the Vatican. You know the guy from America, the star football player who raised all the money for Houston, and I guarantee you the Pope would be like, I prayed that something would happen when I woke up. My prayer was answered by what? Doing that. I think he would get back to you and say,
That's a good question. Who do you call? What's the number to get the Pope?
I don't know. I'm sure if you called your agency and said, I'm going to Rome, I'd like to see the Pope, I'm sure you'd get a call back and within 3 minutes and go, 3 o'clock on Sunday, you're performing mass with him.
Yeah.
Oh.
That don't mean having me in the front row when he opens that window every Wednesday and waves for 2 minutes before he goes and has breakfast. That ain't cutting it. It's a sit down with him after he waves to the peasants.
Oh, man.
And I got to ask before we lose you, you say you listen, so you must hear. And again, it's not really a joke, and we need to know, is there any interest down the line, possibly, in a run at the White House? like your dad hasn't had that conversation with one of you
honest
guys.
To God, has your dad pulled you aside and go, listen, I didn't expect, you know, I knew you were going to be fantastic, but I didn't really expect this type of greatness. Do you think, I mean, as your father said, you know what, you got a shot of fucking running the country.
Yeah, at this point, as long as nobody gets a DWI or something stupid, I mean, this is a lock in 2030.
I don't know, man. I think the celebrity thing, maybe, I think you have to go up all the way up the ranks and go through the whole thing. I mean, look at how long it took to get on this show. At the beginning, you said you guys were waiting for me to ask you. I was waiting for you to ask me. It's been 4 years. I mean, Sebastian and I did it in the parking lot one time.
Yeah, we did it like when Watt was young in his career. We did it in the parking lot, and you know, as he started to progress, I felt like, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I want to use the friendship as some type of way to like get him on the show. I thought he would kind of come to us, which thank God he did. Five years in.
Somebody call White Cloud. This episode's going through the roof.
Oh, it's White Cloudy 6 for me.
Oh, come on. We got to get a cigarette or a mattress company out of this, Pete.
Wow. Come on. Has Lou ever got the mattress, by the way?
No, I never did.
What? Lou, you never got it?
Oh, I totally forgot about it. Nobody contacted me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The one advertisement that you guys have had in the last 2 years, I've never even got anything from it.
Plenty of White Cloud cigarettes, though.
Yeah, yeah. Other
than those advertisements Lou was doing for the exotic stores that one time.
God, I forgot about that, too. Remember that? It was almost pornography.
What were you doing?
That was wild.
What happened?
I was doing live reads for, like, sex DVDs or something.
Was that on our show?
Yeah.
What? What? I didn't even know about this. Lou, are you making side cash?
I could. Nobody's minding the store over here.
I mean, you were doing those blue aprons. I was doing the read, and you were getting a little bread for that.
No, but before that, there was like, you know, sexy ads.
What?
Oh, wow. Man, I have no idea.
You want one of the most awkward 5 minutes of your life. Go back and find those.
Oh, my God. I'm going to find it. I can't believe you were listening to that.
This is DJ Lou, and when I'm not traveling the globe following Pearl Jam, I enjoy some adult entertainment. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, .com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. And second, a specially selected toy for him. This is DJ Lou, keeping it sexy.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What? God. I can't believe you know that.
Holy I know everything. I actually listen to the show far too often.
By the way, are you, before I even go further with this question, Watt, are you a cologne guy?
I am, but not as deep into it as Sebastian. I'm the standard Aqua di Gio, Creed, Aventus, some of those.
You bringing Creed to Rome? Is that cool, Sebastian? It doesn't sound cool.
No, I think he's got to bring cologne.
But does Creed carry? No, or is that more an American smell?
No. What? Don't you have a bottle of Creed? Didn't you get one?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Okay. I think the Aqua di Gio is a very safe play. I mean, it goes right in.
Okay. Watt, let me step in here. It's Aqua di Gio. Okay.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I mean,
I'm on the loop tape now for pronouncing shit wrong.
No, yeah.
He's got that room after all the porn ads.
Lou, get the Aqua di Gio on loop. Which I understand. Listen, Watt, I would not expect you to know Aqua Di Gio. It's really out of your realm as far as like language is concerned. It's like me doing like the 40 yard dash. It doesn't work. So bring the Creed, bring your slippers, bring the cane, maybe bring an extra cane for the Pope just in case that happens. Up north in Venice and Rome, in my personal opinion, the food is good. It's not as good as it is in the south. I mean, definitely you got to get some pasta. You got to get some meat. In Venice, definitely a gondola ride. Make a trip out to the hotel called Hotel Cipriani. It's one of the most kind of romantic hotels, I think, in Venice. I think you have a nice time having a cocktail with your beautiful girlfriend outside on the patio there in the bar. You got to get a peach Bellini. I believe those are the cocktail to get in Rome. And we've talked off air on the Rome tip. I think you kind of know where to go. That E. Gioletti, the gelato place, yeah. Isn't that a nice? That's
Can't
a nice
wait.
Touch. Yeah, that's beautiful. So, I think you're gonna have a great time in Italy. My question, and a lot of people have been following you on Instagram, and it seems like your rehab has been going pretty damn well. How does the leg feel?
Leg feels really good. I appreciate you asking. It feels really good. It's a long process, and it's been going really well, and it's one day at a time, but I can actually feel it getting stronger every day, which is good. But it feels really good, and I'm looking forward to it. So good enough to walk around the cobblestone streets of Rome. Very excited about it.
Nice. We really appreciate the Instagram behind-the-scenes look of what's going on in the locker room. And again, this is a side of Watt I've never seen before, but we're getting a bird's eye view of kind of the ins and outs of what's going on in the Houston Texans locker room, as well as, I don't know, it looks like you were at some party a couple nights ago.
New Year's.
Did somebody have a big New Year's bash?
Yeah, we had a little New Year's thing. But yeah, you're talking about the dancing.
Did you do a Billie Jean? I thought I saw a Billie Jean hat move that you were trying to pull off.
Yes. I was attempting to pull it off with my Happy New Year's hat. It was an ode to your singing and dancing at that one event.
Oh, man.
Woo! Chicken!
Well, I need an update on both kids before I go. Sadie and Fina, please, if we could.
Dude, this guy's unbelievable. Sadie's fantastic, man. Thank you for asking.
What's she up to? I was listening to an old episode the other day. it was the one where you were teaching her to say no to strangers when they come up a little too close to her.
Bro, that's one of those episodes that could bite Pete in the ass a couple years down the road.
I can't even say. Yeah, I don't even want to say it. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, don't say it.
I'm confused. What are we talking about?
The test where you told the buddy.
The molestation test.
That's an edit.
That's an edit.
Why is that an edit?
I can't believe that whole episode wasn't an edit.
Lou, why is that an edit? It's out there.
Yeah, but just because he's on the line, we don't want to use that word.
Okay.
Remember when Pete said she was dead, too?
Oh, God.
But I said I was dead, too, Watt. I said we were both dead. I didn't say she was dead by herself. There's got to be something.
Have we had any of those lately?
Oh, well, we did something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but I told her face would explode. And Jackie's like, why do you do that to her? And I'm like, it's just because I'm instilling in her, you know, back off. But no, she's doing great. We've been stuck inside a lot with this weather. And yesterday we did an obstacle course around the entire house, going under blankets, through tables. And a little ode to you, we set up a couple of couch pillows that you got to blast through. And she said, like J.J. Watt? And I said, exactly. I'm raising a tomboy. I love it.
I love that. Christmas card is beautiful. She's She's a perfect picture for a Christmas card, so wonderful. Wow. Send my best to Jackie, please.
Thanks, bro. You're the best.
Pete, Watt, I was going to save this for when Watt was off the air, but I think it appropriate that maybe I get Watt's take on this, too. So here's a scenario. If you're out to dinner and someone's taking you out, or let's say somebody brings over some champagne for New Year's, and they open it up and you have a glass, do you say how you feel about the particular champagne or the food that you're eating? Let's say, Watt, we all go out to dinner. I pick the place and I'm paying. You get this steak. Do you go, don't really like it, or I don't really like the champagne? Do you say that out loud?
No. Yet. Best steak I ever had. Best champagne I've ever had.
Oh, God. We just had this scenario happen here at my house with my sister. My sister is from the school of she's honest and says, it's okay. Don't you just go fantastic? And then in the car ride on the way home, go sucked.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It goes back to what you guys were talking about gift giving a little while back. Whatever it is, if somebody's providing it for you, if somebody's picking up the tab on something, you are the most appreciative person ever because they did that gesture for you. And if it sucked, yeah, you go home, and on the way home, you say your true feelings about it.
Oh, there it is. There it is from the man himself. My biggest revelation of this particular interview is how much Watt knows about our show.
It's blowing my mind, man. I'm like a gas.
It's a little scary. Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. But it's pretty awesome. That's why I can't figure out why the hell we're not in the top five.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Pete knows.
We got to do. You know what? We got to do another one of those blasts where everybody rates it and comments on it on the Apple thing.
No, I agree, Pete. Why don't we get on board with that?
Valentine's Day again.
What are we doing? I'm sorry.
Wasn't that it last time?
No. What? Well, I think Pete just had like
daylight savings.
Pete, did you slip into a coma there for a sec?
No, after all the nice things, like you said, once we saw how much Watt knows about the show, I've actually started scrolling 2018 schedule because I'm literally bringing a cooler of beer on the sidelines to the Jet game when the Texans play. I didn't realize how into the show he is, bro. We could sit anywhere we want.
You guys said you were coming this year to the first game. And then
I know, but you got hurt.
I'm looking through my tickets, man. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they never came.
No, you got hurt, and we just bagged the idea, man.
Yeah. No, you guys said you were coming to game one. I was out there game one.
I know. We got fucked up.
A lot of excuses flying around.
I know, it's bad.
Not that we
saw Sebastian Stay Hungry Tour schedule. No Southern states, no Texas.
No, nothing. That's coming fall, bro. It's coming in the fall.
Okay.
Relax. We'll get to Houston.
I can't wait.
And I'm sorry to keep you another segment here. Not a segment, but in a couple of other minutes. Your brothers are doing fantastic. How nice is it to turn on the TV during the off season and kind of watch your brothers really kind of excel at what they're doing? Is there any competition in this, or is it just, hey man, this is fantastic for you? What's it like?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, obviously me being hurt this year really sucked, but the only thing that was good about it was that every Sunday I could watch both of my brothers play. And that is obviously one of the coolest things ever, but there's a ton of competition to it. There's a group chat. We're in a group message, and every Sunday I'm sending out my true feelings to the group message. So TJ misses a sack, I'm saying, wow, you suck. You know, if Derek makes a great play, I'll let him know. But it's 100% true from seeing on Instagram his outfit walking into the stadium, and if that sucks, I'm telling him it sucks.
Oh, man.
The time the game's over, his interview after the game, if he says something dumb in the interview. One time he did an interview with his shirt off, and he got roasted on that.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. But does it go the other way? Do they comment on your stuff, like what you do, or is it just big brother?
No, they roast me right back, and I get roasted left and right, so that's what makes it good. But I also put them back in their place pretty quickly. Like TJ's rookie year, his numbers, all of them are better than my numbers my rookie year. So he's doing pretty fantastic, and he has some clout there. But my second year was pretty strong, and it's going to be extremely difficult to top. So that's where I'm holding over his head. Yeah, I mean, you talk about my parents. They haven't been home since, to their house, they haven't been home since, I believe, the week before Thanksgiving. I believe they came down here for Thanksgiving, and then they've been either flying from to L.A. to watch Derek from the Chargers, Pittsburgh to watch TJ. They were down here for Christmas. They just went back to Pittsburgh for TJ's game. So, I mean, they literally have not been home, and I don't think they will be home until TJ's now knocked out of the playoffs. So it'll be 2 months stretch that they're not even at their own house.
They may have actually walked right past James Harrison on his way to an airport to go to New England because of your brother.
Do we have any sports skills out of either Sadie or Serafina kicking anything yet?
I got to be honest with you. This happened this week. Serafina was at the house, and one of Lana's friends visited with a six-month girl, and Serafina was kind of playing with her, and Serafina pulled the girl's hair. I think Serafina might have a future in MMA.
Like Rousey?
I think man. I think so. Go ahead, Pete.
I just want one etiquette one from you two, and then I'll let you go, too. I know you want to go watch, but listen. So I'm going to a party on New Year's Eve. I got the champagne and the booze for the guests and all that. For myself, I got a six-pack of beer. I'm waiting for some friends. Me and Jackie are in our Tahoe, nice, toasty, warm, and we're not going in until the friends come. I got 15 minutes to kill in front of the house. I want to take out one of my beers and drink it. And I said to Jackie, is it tacky to go in with a six-pack with one missing? There's only five, even if that six-pack is for me. What are you guys thinking?
What?
Here's what I would do. I think you do drink it. I think it's a perfect time to drink it, have it in the car. But I think you walk in with the six-pack in one hand, and even if the bottle is empty, act like you're drinking out of the sixth bottle as you're walking in. Because then it's like the six beers, bringing in a five-pack in something that holds six is kind of tacky. But as long as you can see the sixth beer and it's like, I was just finishing on my way in, I think that's kind of cool.
I like that.
Wow, you guys are way off on this, man. First of all,
let's hear it.
I've never heard of anybody bringing in their own liquor to drink at the party. Like,
what?
That's a classy move.
Yeah, that guy. Listen, I brought a six-pack of Blue Moons. I knew they were going to have cans of Bud Light, lime and shit. Come on, what are we doing? You know, some other, I did Labatt's. I live upstate now.
Hang on. I got to back up then. And I take back my classy comment. I thought you were bringing your own just because you wanted to be classy and say, I'm not going to drink your alcohol. I'm going to have my own. But if you're doing it because you think they're going to have shit alcohol and you wanted to bring something better than what they had, it's not that.
It's a combo. It's a combo. Of course, it's classy to bring what you plan on drinking, but there's also that, and by the way, it's going to be shit. You're right. So it's a little of both. Yeah, would I bring a six-pack of Blue Moon to your house?
You peasants drink your Bud Lights, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, true,
that's
man.
What that came off as.
Yeah, if I was going to either one of your guys' house, I wouldn't bring a six-pack of Moons. I trust it. I trust the situation.
I'd have it for you.
Oh, I'd have 200 Moons for you.
Listen. Wow, we appreciate you taking up a sliver of your time to come bump on the show. We definitely want to recap after your trip. How long are you going for?
I'm going for 10 days. I'll definitely do a recap on the way back. And if somehow I get decent internet connection, maybe I'll toss out an update while I'm there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. We gotta give it up to Watt for coming up on the show after 5 years. We've been talking about this man like he's our brother, and he is. And we wish you the best in the 2018 with a healthy recovery from this injury. We know you're going to come back definitely stronger than ever, and we really appreciate your you're supporting the Pete and Sebastian show.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Lou, Jimmy from Boston, everybody involved. Love you guys. Appreciate all the entertainment. And I hope you guys have a great 2018. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Nice.
I mean, can we just say, what a way to start off the 2018 season here on the Pete and Sebastian show. I mean, most people are coming out of like some weird holiday drama, maybe with family and whatnot. And for us to score a guest like Watt, a show that's not even guest driven is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's we don't even do guests, but when we do guests, boom, the best of the best.
Best of the best. So, where are we at?
Make sure you edit out what I said. Holy shit.
I can't believe he knows about the masturbation test.
Oh, wait, that's nothing. That's nothing. It's molestation, guy, not masturbation.
Molestation. I was thinking Seinfeld. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I was thinking there's a masturbation test I missed.
My mother caught me.
Caught you doing what?
You know, I was alone.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. I'd like to wish everybody at the Pete and Sebastian Show a Happy New Year. And make the most of your life, because before you know it, you'll be dead. Just like me. Happy 2018, everybody.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
I need to ask a question, and this is a question I think the listeners would love to ask you, Pete. Did you get an invite to the Poochie party?
Question. That is exactly where I brought the six-pack to the Poochie party. I was there.
Okay, how did the invite go down? Or did you just show up like an asshole?
No. I didn't show up. About 2 or 3 days after, or maybe like 2 days after we did the show, Jackie was in the kitchen, and I came walking in from outside doing something, and she's like, just got the invite to the Poochie party. And I'm like, did you RSVP? And she's like, not yet. I want to let you know. And I was like, all right, let it sit. Let it sit. We're going, but let it sit. Wow. Don't rush. And it was it starts at 7, goes till 1. Come anytime you'd like. Stay as long as you'd like or as short as you'd like. We have plenty of food and drink. For anyone that we may have missed, please feel free to just show up. And if you have any friends, feel free to have them show up. So, got there around 10:15. Stayed till the ball dropped. Did some hugging. Split. Class.
Wow, that's nice. I thought you were definitely axed from the party, but it's nice to know that you got to bring in the New Year's in with the Poochies.
Hey, probably did a Wikipedia on Fredonia and notable people and saw me because of a Pete and Sebastian listener who tapped into Wikipedia and put and added me to notable people. I'll never forget you for that. Man. So, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? Happy New Year to all listeners. We are starting 2018 strong. I had a fantastic holiday season. I spent it with family, and I got my family here. Actually, now my father is visiting, and just sitting around. I picked him up at about 8:30 at the airport. By 9:30, we were at Eataly, which is a kind of an Italian grocery store. They got one in Chicago, New York, Milan, and now they just won't open up one in Los Angeles. And my father's the type of guy that goes into a grocery store and will start a conversation with the fish guy behind the fish counter for 30 minutes. Right? Like, and then he'll talk to me because he went and talked to the fish guy, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be 30 minutes. So I just went grocery shopping. And then when I reconvened with my father after the fish guy, and I don't know if your father, your parents do this to you, but they go, what, you didn't want to know about fish? Like he's upset that I didn't stay and get like the knowledge. Like,
yeah,
is that common or is that just my father?
That's your dad, man. That's funny. What do you do? What do you do? You know everything about fish? You need everything you know? I didn't know you knew everything about fish. I love
it. Yeah, like what you think mussels are wild? They're farm raised. Yeah. I'm like, Dad, we had to go through that whole thing, and then from like 10 o'clock on, my father lives in Chicago, so he came to Los Angeles for 5 days to spend with my sister and I, and it's 75 degrees out here, so he's in heaven. He's been living out in my backyard the whole time. So had a great time with the family.
By the way, is the pool open at your place?
Pool's open if you want to go in.
Oh, that's beautiful. Why? What, it's cold, a little cold, you're saying?
It's 85 degrees. The pool's heated.
Oh, man, your dad's relaxing, enjoying life. Beautiful. Oh,
that's great.
I just want to close this out. I got to be careful about who saying who this was. But basically, here's the deal. It's a very short thing, but had a get-together in my home one particular night over the past 10 days, all right? Not a holiday thing, just some friends, family, you know, partying sort of a thing. And I want to ask you ahead of time, when I tell you what this person did, would it take you a long time to get back on the equilibrium of how you saw them before this happened? Could you bounce back from this quick? Because I'm still bouncing back a little. Here's the deal. All hanging out in my living room, got the fire going, whole big thing, right? Guy about my age, on the floor, fine, you know, nice clean carpet, legs crossed, hanging out, having a drink. Next thing you know, he looks over my way, and he's on his elbows, right? And with his free hands, while he's leaning on his elbows, he goes, got away from me, right? Now, right away, I know what that is, and I head straight for my kitchen. Now, are you already aware, based on my description?
He farted?
Yeah, right? So I don't smell any of it, and I head for my kitchen. And other people are talking, and then I hear them go, Billy, oh, Billy. And it's not like Billy's like laughing about it, like, ha ha, that's funny, Dutch oven. It like got away from him, and he's a little embarrassed. Billy then goes into my office and grabs my Eagles Greatest Hits album and starts fanning the room to make it go away while I'm still in the kitchen out of a scent of it all. So I let that sit for like 15. Then somebody else gets up and goes in my bathroom and gets the spray and sprays the living room. So it took a solid 10, 15 minutes before they got it under control, like a brush fire. Now, you see him, Billy, the same way, or is it going to take a little while to rebound from that? Even though Billy was a little embarrassed and it did get away from him.
Is Billy a longtime friend?
Long time.
Oh, man.
If I did that in your living room, whole same thing. Is the Pete and Sebastian show in jeopardy of continuing?
I would have to say it would be on hold for 3 months until I could, like, figure out what the hell happened. I mean, I've never farted and said it got away from me, which bothers me from the get-go. Like, well, I've never done that.
But have you ever farted, like, ever in a situation like that where you're like, you could just get up and leave the room before everybody smells it, but either way, it's clearly you, and it's about to be devastating. Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah. I would never admit to letting that happen. I would quietly get up and go to the bathroom or outside or what have you. And I'm pretty good with kind of predicting when I'm going to have any type of flatulence where I could like remove myself from a situation, go to the bathroom or outside, and then come back in and enjoy the night. But
yeah,
to sit there, and the fact that he's on his elbows bothers me.
Well, originally I was like, hey, it's cool, enjoying my home. That's all the fire. That's what it's all about.
Come on, come on. Listen, Pete, if I come over and I, from what I'm understanding, the guy's on his belly?
No, he's on his, first he's sitting up, he's leaning back on his, back, leaning back with his legs crossed, using his elbows to hold himself up a little bit.
Do you understand what that is, Lou?
Yeah.
Leaning back. Oh, so his elbow, I see.
Yeah.
That's a position. Yeah. Yeah, so you're laying backwards almost, but propping yourself up with your elbows.
Yeah, like if you were getting a tan and somebody called your name out and you're just like, women go to sit up and they have their elbows holding them up for a minute.
That's not a way to sit.
Nah, well, he's by the fire, getting a little warm with the turtleneck sweater on,
Oh, he had a turtleneck on?
He has a sweater on.
Listen, turtleneck with the elbows propped up is, in my eyes, grounds for that guy never getting invited back to the house again. If you came over and did that, I would have to say, bro, come on, you can't do that.
It's 8 degrees with a -2 wind chill. There's a foot and a half of snow on the ground that hasn't gone away in days. I mean, if you're ever going to wear a turtleneck, man, now or never.
Bro, a turtleneck should not be in a man. Come on, it shouldn't be in a man's wardrobe.
Well, I mean, what do you do? Like, I got one green turtleneck that I only wear when I snow blow. I sent you the photo of it, I think. So, what do you do for your neck when it's freezing like that?
You expose it like a man.
Oh, says you in your 85 degree heated pool, guy. It's freezing here. People are dying. But anyway, I don't need to hold you up anymore. You got your family. You never answered what, though, about Serafina. And I want to know, too, man. What did she do? What time was she down on New Year's Eve? 8 o'clock, as always?
Oh, yeah. No, New Year's Eve, she was down at 7 o'clock. My wife and I planned on bringing in the New Year together. And she was on one couch. I was on the other. And about 10:19, I asked my wife, what's your New Year's resolution? And I looked over, and all I saw was... out cold. Out fucking cold.
Of course, man. Mother's hardest job in the world.
Yeah, she's been fantastic with little Serafina. But yeah, Serafina didn't know it was New Year's. She couldn't care less. But we had a great, great New Year. Looking forward to 2018. Just to let you know, and I know you're gonna go, oh, come on, you don't gotta do it. By the way, I love the glasses you sent for the whiskey. It is class personified.
Idea.
Nice. It's great. It's for those of you that don't know what Pete sent me for Christmas. It's a nice glassware that doesn't get the ice involved with the whiskey, and a nice Catskill whiskey that I can't wait to crack open with my fam. What a nice touch. And that being said, and Lou too, your gifts are on the way. I told you guys weren't going to get gifts before Christmas just because of how busy I was, but they are on the way, and I hope you enjoy what we picked out for you.
Thanks, man. You didn't have to do that. That's sweet as
hell. No. I'm saying that just because you guys mean a lot to me. This is a show that means a lot to me. So, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, January 7th.
All right. Well, you mean a lot to us. Yeah. And this show means a lot to us, too, bro. Love doing it, all the listeners. And, it's nice when we have a moment like this, man. Great show. Very sentimental. Awesome having Watt.
Go to SebastianLive.com for all his dates, and Pete Corielli will be at the West Palm Beach Improv all this weekend. That's in Florida, folks. The guys will be back with a new cast next week. This was a rerun.
We got to appreciate all the listenership. There's been so much support for the show over the last 3 or 4 months that I think we're taking off here. People are really enjoying what we're doing, and we appreciate everybody that's listening. So please share with friends and family. Pete and Sebastian Show. See ya.
The show has ended.
What happened?
I was doing live reads for like sex DVDs or something.
Shit, was that on our show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What? I didn't even know about that.